Look at this face. And that one. And hers. This is the face of leadership in our party. The face of leadership in our communities, in our businesses, and places of worship. Ladies, note to Democrat Party. We are not a special interest group. We are the majority of the nation. We are the face of the nation. Join us. Vote Carly for America. There's a big difference between making noise and making sense. When it comes to Social Security, we need more than lip service. Our next president needs a real plan to keep Social Security strong. Hey, candidates, enough talk. Give us a plan. We've all heard the one about pigs squealing. But when Joni Ernst had a chance to do something in Iowa, we didn't hear a peep. In the state Senate, Ernst never sponsored a bill to cut pork, never wrote one measure to slash spending. In fact, the Iowa Republican said she backed measures to actually increase spending. Michigan women understand it's tough to make ends meet. Food, gas, healthcare, everything seems to cost more these days. Congressman Gary Peters is making things worse by supporting Obamacare.
The only way they can get health insurance is
driving our premiums up by nearly 40%. Can your family afford to pay more? Tell Congressman Peters to stop supporting Obamacare.
Hey, honey, I just landed. I'll call you in the morning. Have a good sleep and kiss the kids for me.
It happens just like that. The police can't get there in time. How you defend yourself is up to you. It's your choice. But Mary Landrieu voted to take away your gun rights. After law school, she could have worked for a big firm, but instead, she went to work for the Children's Defense Fund, the senator that made sure the heroes of 9/11 got the care and help they needed, the Secretary of State who joined the cabinet of the man who defeated her, because when your president calls, you serve.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
What this country needs now is vision.
Honesty.
Intelligence.
A return to basic American values.
And since it doesn't look like either party is going to provide that, why don't we just kick back, relax, and have a cocktail?
Maker's Mark proudly supports the cocktail party.
Breaking news now at 5, a confirmed case of Ebola on American soil.
Tom Cotton voted against preparing America for pandemics like Ebola.
And voted to cut billions from our nation's medical disaster and emergency programs.
He was the only Arkansas congressman to vote this way.
Just like he was the only one to vote against Children's Hospital.
Tom Cotton voted for tax cuts for billionaires funding his campaign,
rather than protecting our families.